For months, there has been turmoil in Nome, long simmering frustrations over how the city and police department handle sexual assault investigations have been front and center in public meetings, local news, and on social media. Now, major reforms are taking place. The city is even joining a call for federal officials to investigate the conduct of the Nome police. As Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes reports, advocates spent years laying the groundwork for changes, and they say they're nowhere close to done.
In her tidy second-story apartment, Clarice Hardy sips a cup of coffee.
I go by Bun. Clarice is something you'll hear a judge say or a doctor or when I'm in trouble with my mom.
In 2015, Hardy started working as a dispatcher with the Nome Police Department.
I loved it. Loved it. Every time we'd get a missing call person, I'd have that person tracked down like 10, 15 minutes. It's just something I love to do, but I don't think I could ever go back.
Hardy says she was drugged and sexually assaulted in 2017. She was at a bar, finished a drink, was halfway through another, then blacked out. When she woke up the next day in just a t-shirt, she had no idea how she got home or why she was in pain. She says she found her phone under the couch, the battery dead.
I got it charged, and that's when my Snapchat just started blowing up of people just checking me. I had voicemails. People just wondering if I'm okay, have you seen the video? And I'm like, what video?
Hardy says her assailant's girlfriend broke into her apartment and took a video of the incident that she then put on social media. Hardy was horrified. She reported what happened to a colleague at work, a police lieutenant, who told her he'd investigate.
A couple months passed by. I asked him, I was like, so how's it going? You talk to anyone yet? His same answer. I'm still working on it. There was no report. He never talked to anyone.
Even as a member of the police department, Hardy says her case languished for more than a year. And her story isn't unique. For years, a group of mostly Alaska Native women in Nome had been meeting, at first informally for dinners, to share stories about sexual assaults they'd experienced or heard about from friends and family.
Nobody would get calls back from the police department. Nobody would get any follow-up. And nothing. Not one darn thing.
Lisa Navrokilana hosted those first meals around her kitchen table. They found similarities in their cases, so the group started soliciting more stories from women around town, from cab drivers and bartenders. And to them, it seemed like if a woman had been drinking or in a bar, the police didn't treat the assault seriously.
We started to kind of hear this pattern of how the police department was not responding, was not investigating, was not following through, was not seeking justice on behalf of the victims.
Sitting next to Alana is her friend and co-organizer, Darlene Pakpilik-Trigg.
I mean, this is years in the making. This is something that existed here prior to any of it being called out on the national scale.
An important chapter in Nome's current reckoning started in May, when Trigg and Alana were part of a group of about 20 women who showed up at a city meeting. They presented a document outlining more than a dozen policy changes they wanted to see and how sexual assaults are handled by the city and police department. They included measures like more training for officers in conducting interviews and assault cases, better trauma response, and cultural orientation for police officers who were new to the Bering Strait region. As summer wore on, the typically sleepy council meetings were packed and the conversation increasingly heated. Nothing changed. So this fall, advocates started running for local offices. Trigg, a first-time candidate, ran for a seat on the local school board on a platform of improving racial equity. A 28-year-old lawyer, Megan Sigvana Topcock, landed a seat on the city council.
My kind of concern was I wanted to see more Native voices. I was particularly concerned about domestic violence and sexual assault and how it's handled in our city. And so I wanted to be part of how we were going to move forward with that.
Topcock knows firsthand what it means to mistrust the police department. She says that's what kept her from reporting her own sexual assault to police when she moved back to Nome after college.
It was easier to just keep that to myself and to not talk about it. And I still don't talk about it very often.
Though Nome is about half Alaska Native, for years, the six members of the Nome City Council have been almost exclusively white and male. As of this fall, Topcock is one of two women. From her vantage point as an attorney and a council member, Topcock thinks a lot of the issues with the police department begin with resources.
Some of it just comes back to the fact that we're very understaffed. I also think our police officers are underpaid for the amount of work that they have to do.
This is a point almost everybody agrees on. Nome has a staggering volume of calls for help, a huge share of them related to alcohol. The police force is small, often only able to field a single officer at a time for patrol shifts, leaving little or no time for follow-ups, investigations, or community policing. But there's disagreement over whether the previous police chief, John Papasadora, ran the department appropriately. Community advocates critical of his tenure say Papasadora repeatedly turned away resources for more training and personnel, including grants and funds brought forward by third-party groups. Papasadora declined a request for an interview. Atlanta and Hardy, among others, also point to racism as a problem in the department's upper ranks. Those claims have reopened painful memories of the 2003 case of Matthew Owens, a white Nome police officer convicted of abducting and killing 19-year-old Sonia Ivanov. Melanie Banke, president of the regional nonprofit Kowarik, says the event remains a stain on the community.
In people's minds, when you see that once again we're having issues with the Nome Police Department, that memory doesn't go away. When a young Alaska Native woman was murdered at the hands of the Nome Police Department, it kind of, it's like pulling off a scab a little bit.
In November, Kowarik asked the Department of Justice to independently investigate whether there was a pattern of ignoring sexual assault claims by the Nome Police Department. And in a new step, the city signed on to the same letter, agreeing to let federal officials look into local policing policies. Spokesperson for the FBI in Anchorage says the Bureau has received the request from Nome, but wouldn't comment on whether an investigation is open. Now, Nome has a few new leaders in key positions. One of the main targets of activists' frustration this summer was the former city manager, Tom Moran, who many felt was not doing enough to hold the police department accountable. Moran was pushed out of his job a few days before the end of his contract, but says what might have seemed like inaction was respect for sensitive information in police investigations.
There were a lot of open cases that probably should have been tied up and packaged and sent off to the district attorney, and they hadn't been. The main question was why this was being allowed to transpire.
Leaders in Nome say the city is responding to those and other issues. A new police chief, Bob Estes, was hired in September and is committed to rebuilding the department, in part by incorporating more community input and boosting staffing. The new interim city manager, John Handelin, grew up in Nome, has deep ties, and supports the federal investigation.
I've heard personal stories from folks of cases and incidents that where they feel that their claims were not taken seriously. And to me, I tend to agree with some of them.
For their part, activists worry that a few early reforms will be mistaken for final success. City meetings have cooled off. An early demand to set up a community advisory board with oversight of the police department at first sounded like it was a sure thing. Now, though, the city council seems less committed. Trigg says women in Nome still aren't safe.
When you have an investigation that comes back with conclusions and recommendations, that's when you're able to say progress. Implementation of those recommendations, that's progress. Taking the bad characters out of the equation, that's just doing what's right.
Trigg and others say their work is far from done, but one important change has already happened. Their organizing these last few months is making more personal stories of sexual assault public, diminishing some of the stigma and isolation that used to come with keeping silent. In Nome and Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.